This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India has taken series of strong measures following Pahalgam terror attack, including suspension of Indus Waters Treaty 1960 and closing of integrated checkpost Atari with immediate effect. The Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, reviewed the overall security situation in its meeting at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence last evening. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Pakistani nationals will not be permitted to travel to India under the SAARC Visas Exemption Scheme visas.
The Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 will be held in abeyance with immediate effect until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures its support for cross-border terrorism. Two, the integrated checkpost Atari will be closed with immediate effect. Those who have crossed over with valid endorsements may return through that route before 1 May 2025. Three, Pakistani nationals will not be permitted to travel to India under the SAARC Visa Exemption Scheme visas. Any SVAS visas issued in the past to Pakistani nationals are deemed cancelled. Any Pakistani national currently in India under SVAS visa has 48 hours to leave India. Four, the defense, military, naval and air advisors in the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi are declared persona non grata. They have a week to leave India. India will be withdrawing its own defense, navy and air advisors from the Indian High Commission in Islamabad.
The Foreign Secretary said the CCS chaired by Prime Minister Modi was briefed in detail on the Pahalgam terrorist attack. The CCS condemned the attack in the strongest terms and expressed its deepest condolences to the families of the victims and hoped for the early recovery of the injured. Government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today in view of Pahalgam terror attack incident. Sources said the meeting will take place at the Parliament House complex at 6 p.m. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that every Indian feels the pain of losing their loved ones in the terrorist attack in Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. He assured all these families and the entire country that these terrorists who killed innocent people will not be spared at all. Home Minister Amit Shah paid last respects to the deceased. Police and intelligence agencies have released sketches of three attackers. A special team of National Investigation Agency has already taken over charge of the investigation of the terror attack. On the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address Panchayati Raj institutions and Gram Sabhas across the country today from Madhubani in Bihar. The day will mark 32 years of the 73rd Constitutional Amendment Act of 1992, which gave constitutional status to panchayats as institutions of rural local self-government. This year, the day is being observed as a major national program through a whole-of-government approach involving participation of six union ministries. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra has stated that India's economy is well positioned to withstand global growth slowdowns, financial volatility and reduced consumer and investor confidence thanks to strong domestic demand. According to the Monetary Policy Committee minutes, Mr. Malhotra noted potential benefits from softening crude oil and commodity prices as well as India's tariff advantage. While announcing a downward revision of 20 basis points, the RBI governor said, even at 6.5% growth, India will continue to be the fastest growing major economy. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated host Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets. Put into bat first, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 143 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in 20 overs. In reply, Mumbai Indians comfortably chased down the target, losing 3 wickets in 15.4 overs. Mumbai Indians' bowler Trent Boult, who claimed 4 wickets, was named player of the match. Today, hosts Royal Challengers Bangalore will face Rajasthan Royals at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. Olympian Vithya Ramraj won gold in the women's 400 meters hurdles at the National Federation Senior Athletics Competition in Kochi yesterday, clocking 56.04 seconds to qualify for the Asian Championships 2025. Her time also set a new meet record, surpassing Sarita Ben Gaikwad's 2019 mark of 57.21 seconds. Anu R finished second with 58.26 seconds, while Ashwini R took third with 1 minute 2.41 seconds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.